Psalm 80. To the choir master, according to Lilies, a testimony. Of Asaph, a psalm. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stalk that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man, whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. The people of God feel forsaken. Their eyes are dry from weeping. They are taunted by other nations. They feel as if God is deeply disappointed with them. The psalmist peers through that present adversity to reflect on what God did in delivering the people from Egypt. The metaphor carried through the second half of the psalm is that of a vine. Israel is described as a vine that God took and planted in the promised land to spread out and bless the surrounding regions with its shade. However, the vine was torn down, and others plucked its fruit. The psalmist asks God to look again upon this vine, Israel, and cause it to flourish. God did so, but not in the way that any human could have ever dreamed up. God was insistent that his people flourish, but they could never have done so if left to their own resources. They needed deep deliverance, not just from Egyptian captivity, but from sin's captivity. When Jesus Christ came to earth, he called himself the vine. In other words, he came to do what Israel failed to do. He came to spread the shade of his blessing far and wide. United to him by faith, we too become part of that life-giving vine, and we bear fruit. Do you feel forsaken, as if you keep disappointing God? Consider what God has done for you if you are in Christ. You are vitally connected to the life of heaven. Trust him. Enjoy him. Bear fruit. It is who you now are.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.